Kim McKee, a professor at Grand Valley State University in Michigan and author of a book about Korean adoption titled Disgruntled Kinship, Transnational Political Politics of Korean Adoption in the United States, is joining us on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline. The surge in hate crimes against Asian Americans has spiked protests and conversations. Kim McKee, professor at Grand Valley State University, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Liz.
What's the importance of validating a kid's experience? What are the micro and macro aggressions that can happen here?
In the case of transracial adoption, regardless of color of child, we have to think about, for most transracial adoptions, you're adopting not only kids of another race, but in the case of Asian transracial adoption, you're adopting usually kids from another country. And so when we're thinking about what can be happening with these racial microaggressions, not only for Asian American adoptees is it bound by conversations just in terms of the racial difference that is there, but it's also racialized in particular understandings of anti-Asian sentiment in U.S. history, whether it's being called racial slurs related to Asian Americans, whether it's being asked where they were born and where they're really from, things like that. Or, well, this also includes being complimented on their English as well. And oftentimes with these types of adoptions, these transracially adopted children are being adopted into primarily white families. And so you have white adopted parents who may never have had to talk about race or may just didn't talk about race in their household. And now their kids are coming, you know, telling them these different kinds of racist experiences that they're having.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that. For families who have adopted kids from Asian countries, and maybe they have some from other countries, and maybe some white kids. I mean, it's a complex situation. So how are parents, white families dealing with these issues that are now coming up if they have kids adopted from other countries that are maybe facing these biases?
I think it depends on who the parents are. There have been parents who've been doing this work for quite some time, but often when you listen to what adult adoptees are saying, their parents didn't have these conversations. Their parents or extended family members may have been perpetrators of racial microaggressions themselves. And so as a result, adoptees may not have felt comfortable actually turning to their parents. Even now within the Asian adoptee community, I've heard and read a lot of adoptees sharing about how they don't have the language necessarily to talk to their parents about what happened in Atlanta, as well as just more general anti-Asian violence they're experiencing. This is not to say that this is all adoptive parents. Rather, we have to think about the larger context where we're seeing sort of this moment of reckoning around racial justice in the U.S. And so thinking about parents, white parents need to start doing this work with their families, with their kids, calling out that racist relative, calling out potentially their spouse, or maybe it's a sibling of an adopted person, and really trying to advocate and see that the experiences of adoptees of color are also linked to the experiences of other folks of color as well.
And this is not a new experience, but it seems it has now come to the headlines and more people are aware of it. Is it better as more people are becoming conscious of it?
I think the more folks are becoming aware of how Asian adoptees or adoptees of color more broadly are racialized as folks of color, is definitely going to help shift the conversation. So no longer are we going to have folks, hopefully, right, within adoptive families, tell their children, oh, we don't see race, and employ sort of that colorblind logic that we saw a lot, I think, in the late 90s and early 2000s. I'm hoping that folks are reading people like Nicole Chung, who has written about her own experiences as a Korean adoptee, as well as reading folks who are adoptees of color, like Shannon Gibney, who's a mixed-race Black transracial adoptee, and really thinking about how their experiences are similar to the experiences of other transracially adopted persons.
All right. Well, thank you for sharing that important information with us. Kim McKee, professor at Grand Valley State University in Michigan.